I'm Matt Bush for BPR News. The last decade saw significant population growth in Asheville, but that didn't lead to similar growth of the principal driver of climate change in the city. From 2012 to 2019, Asheville's population grew 8.5%, but carbon emissions only grew about 1% during the same time in the city. Bridget Herring is the Energy Program Coordinator for Asheville. She attributes the ability and desire of people to weatherize their homes over the last decade to keeping carbon emission growth behind that of the population. In this decade, with both the dangers of climate change and Asheville's population showing no signs of slowing, Herring calls on residents to
consider, you know, your commuting habits. A lot of folks are being able to work remotely, at least for part of their jobs, and, you know, thinking about alternate ways of getting around. You know, the city has worked really hard to expand our greenway system and to implement the transit master plan to get buses out to more areas of the city more regularly.
Herring goes on to say if home and property owners can afford it, they should add renewable energy sources in their homes like solar power. I'm Matt Bush, BPR News.